Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show once again is a lovely lady based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find her online. You can go to her website, HilliardStudioMethod.com. That's Hilliard, H-I-L-L-A-R-D.
I-A-R-D.
I-A-R-D. Sorry about that. I need new glasses. Sorry, Liz.
You're good.
HilliardStudioMethod.com is the website. She is the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method, and you can also reach out to them by phone at 704-236-3377. How about a nice round of applause once again for Liz Hilliard. Liz, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
I'm great, Rick. Thank you very much again for having me today on this beautiful Friday.
Yeah, so getting ready for another summer weekend. Summer's now, to me, it's officially begun.
It's pretty hot up there, yeah.
Simply because, July 4th happened, kids are out of school, and, it seems like everybody's, hey, let's go drink.
That's right.
Every single day of the week.
That's the truth, and that's what I think when you get to July 4th, you're going, wait a minute, everything I tried to work on all year long, all of a sudden, when did I get this spare tire around my waist and things like that?
Because you work all winter, you start off, okay, January 1st, this is the year, I'm going to do it all, I'm going to look awesome, I'm going to break it out, I'm gonna put on this, I'm going to wear that, I'm going to be, everybody's going to be looking at me, and then all of a sudden, summer comes, and you get taken
out. They're looking at you now, but yeah. Not so the way you want them to look at you, right?
Yeah, they're like, hey, nice six-pack, and I'm not talking about the beer.
No, I think it's a challenge for us every single summer, or really, honestly, you could say this in the holiday season as well, but I think summer being prolonged for at least 3 months, kids out of school, you're on vacation a lot, and even if you're not out on vacation, it's just long, beautiful days, and, maybe having a cocktail more than you used to having, and I think there's a lot of things you can do, and to stay in not only fit, but looking great at this, while you're enjoying. My whole philosophy, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, is enjoying life. Never ever, being punitive on, oh, I can't have this, oh, I can't have that.
Right.
But instead, putting something in place of that is equally as tasty, and your body receives it, and you don't necessarily have to wear it around like that spare tire. I love to have a cocktail. I think, a lot of people do. If you don't, please don't go out and start having cocktails. But at Hilliard Studio Method, we have a really strong feeling that if you do enjoy a glass of wine now and then or a cocktail, we've got some good guidelines to help you with surviving and enjoying the summer and keeping your body healthy and fit at the same time.
Well, that would be important too, because like you said, a lot of people they spend the winter and spring getting ready for the summer, and you
right.
hate to just let it all go, all that hard work, all of a sudden
exactly.
it looks like you didn't do anything,
and it can creep up on you too. I mean, it really can creep up on you, and I always feel like here we just got through July 4th weekend, we're all excited, and you're like, wow, okay, we're halfway through summer. We've still got more to go. So, I mean, one of the suggestions I do at Hilliard Studio Method is, keep your body moving. When you're on vacation, you don't have to go. I mean, of course we want you to download our streaming at Hilliard Studio Method and do all those, and I highly encourage that. But sometimes you just want to keep your body moving.
Right.
And I don't know if you've had this in the heat. You feel a little bloated. You feel a little, you naturally get a little dehydrated. So there's some really good little tips that you can do that really they don't mess with your fun time.
Right.
I mean, one of my favorite things to do in the summertime, honestly, I found this in a little bed and breakfast in South Carolina one time, is a thing called ginger tea. Well, ginger is a naturally good thing for your gut. And I'm talking about ginger root, not some kind of ginger cracker or anything like that. But just, this is just a really quick little fun thing you could do in the summer. if you can get some ginger root and a little fresh mint and put the ginger into a pot of boiling water, you know, cut it up into fine pieces,
okay,
put the mint in there, really boil it for a good hour or two, or however long you've got to do it. Maybe you don't have a couple hours. And then strain that, put it over ice, add a lot more mint to it, and maybe even put it over sparkling water, some carbonated water. You will not believe how refreshing and delicious that is. And at the same time of hydrating your body, it's going to be delicious. And it's also going to help with that bloating. So one of my tricks, and I have a lot of tricks, by the way, because
you need tricks once in a while to kind of refresh yourself, because if you get stuck doing the same old thing time after time, you kind of lose interest.
Absolutely. I mean, and if you don't have time to make my favorite little summertime ginger tea drink, just grab a big giant glass of water, 8 to 10 ounces, put it on some ice, the colder the better, especially in the tea, and drink it before your meal. And if you're like, oh, that's boring, I don't want to do that, add a little lemon lime to it. Don't want to do that? Add some fresh berries. Stay away from the sugar. You won't believe how sometimes your body is just saying, I'm starving to death. And sometimes it really just needs some hydration. So that will help with your appetite control when you're, you know, at the coast or wherever you are on vacation and you're eyeing that cannoli at the end of your meal or that Italian ice or whatever is right in your vision. And maybe you have some, sure, because you're on vacation and because it's summer and you want to enjoy it. But maybe you don't gorge on it. And so one of my tricks is to have just a large glass of water. They've actually done studies on this that have proven people that will do that right before they have their meals are going to lose, are not going to have a weight problem. So that's just simple.
And that's a great little trick.
Yeah, and it's funny how many of my clients and friends say to me, well, I just don't like the taste of water. So make it taste the way you like it, you know?
Yeah, they do have those drink mixes that are, you know, that are very low in sugar and stuff that you can add.
Well, you can, but you know my rule. I don't like the stuff that's out of a package.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
A lot of things that are in those packages contain chemicals, which can also sort of sabotage you. I mean, it's the small things. It's literally like if you have some fresh fruit, just put it in squeeze it into a glass of water or some mint. It tastes really good, and you're not getting all the extra bad benefits or bad things that you're going to get from packaged things. Plus, it's going to be a lot cheaper. People think they've got to buy everything and go out and buy, and I'm not going to name brands, but there's, you know, infused with vitamins, and it's infused with all these different things. When the very best thing for your body is just pure water. And if you want to make it taste the way you do, then squeeze, you know, put some cherries in it. Put some blueberries in it. I've got all kinds. You should have cocktails with me sometimes, right? Because we could have some delicious cocktails.
Well, you know what?
And I don't use sugar.
I think it was your Facebook page. And yes. Yeah, you guys definitely enjoy your cocktails. I will say that.
We do, don't we? And but we try not to wear them around our waist. And we also, it's not just about the way we look, and we've talked about this before. It's really the health of your body. And I'm definitely older, and my daughter is definitely younger, and we want to feel and look our best at all times. So, you know, I always say the end result of being healthy is looking smoking hot. And that's what I'm going for. Right? I mean, let's just be honest, right?
That well, yeah.
You a long way sometimes.
You know, like I said, I'm on your Facebook page now, and I think you've achieved that, so that's great.
Well, thank you very much.
And I guess you're working to help more people achieve that, especially, and like you said, it's tough during the summer, be it the barbecues you get invited to, the parties, going on vacation, that's got to be, you know, do you find people are checking in with you, like maybe at earlier times?
They are. And they're coming back and they're going, what do I do? And then they're emailing me or texting me going, oh my gosh, can I eat barbecue? And I'm like, first of all, I'm sorry, Rick, but I'm a Southern girl and we eat barbecue.
Yeah,
barbecue in the South is generally, as you know, pork. Well, I mean, if you get some nice, good, lean pork or whatever, you know, maybe you're not a beef eater or meat eater, so then close your ears at this. But if you enjoy a good barbecue, just drop the white, you know, bread that came out of that package. Eat the barbecue. It's delicious, especially if you get it down in North Carolina. We have a big rivalry with Texas on who's the best barbecue, and I'm fairly certain that it's North Carolina. So we have some good barbecue here, but when you're on those, you know, when you're down at the beach or wherever you're doing, and you've got access to all kinds of different food, just pay attention. Just remember those rules, those really great rules. Let me fill up on fiber and protein, get my good, whatever, good carbohydrates in my body, and then see how you feel. Generally, if you're going to fill yourself up with good protein and good fiber, then you're not going to be as hungry. But you're also going to enjoy it. And then when you have your cocktail, which we'll get to in a minute, and we have the do's and the don'ts on those, then you've got a basis, you know, for that alcohol to have something to sit with instead of a, you know, going straight into your blood system and straight up to your brain, and then it comes right out of your mouth because you start saying things you wish you hadn't.
Well, yeah, that usually happens with me, regardless of, you know, whether I drink something or not. Again, we're talking to Liz Hilliard. She is the owner and founder of the Hilliard Studio Method, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. HilliardStudioMethod.com is the website. You can also give her a call, 704-236-3377. Let's discuss cocktails after the break. How about that, Liz?
Okay,
that'll be safe. But let's face it; it does need its full attention, okay. Right?
Right.
All right. So we'll discuss that and more with Liz Hilliard right after these words on Empire Radio.
Are you ready to take back your voice and your personal power? If so, then Miriam Vineyard can help you. As a life coach, she can help you go from where you are in life and move forward to where you want to be, working in personal development, empowerment, goal achievement, and relationship revival. If you're ready to take back control of your life, then schedule now at vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. She offers free 5-day classes every month. She also offers a 5-week paid course on the architecture of a goal that starts April 3rd, 2017. Details can also be found on vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. Vineyards of Hope. Let the grapes of hope quench the thirst for change. Vineyards of Hope. Take back your life.
Are you one of the millions of Americans suffering from chronic joint or muscle pain? If so, get to the source of your pain. Orthopedic Physical Therapy Incorporated, located at 2000 Bremo Road, Suite 202 in Richmond, Virginia. Orthopedic Physical Therapy specializes in getting to the source of your chronic aches and pains through one-on-one, individualized treatments, including hands-on manual therapy. Orthopedic Physical Therapy uses the most up-to-date and effective methods to treat musculoskeletal dysfunction, back pain, pelvic pain, or any other chronic ailments that you just can't seem to shake. Not to mention, Orthopedic Physical Therapy is proud to be one of the first clinics in the state of Virginia to offer trigger point dry needling. For more information about our products and services, visit our website at www.orthopedicptinc.com or dial 804-285-0148. You don't have to live with chronic aches and pains. Improve your quality of life and get back in the game with Orthopedic Physical Therapy, where we get to the source of your pain.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome back to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're having our fun conversation with Liz Hilliard, the creator and owner of Hilliard Studio Method, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, where they do pretty good barbecue, from what I hear, right, Liz?
Yes, we do.
HilliardStudioMethod.com. All right, she told me that, and I believe her.
It's the truth. You just got to taste it to believe it.
Exactly. 704-236-3377 is the phone number. And thank you, Liz, once again for joining us today.
Glad to be back. And glad to be talking with you again, Rick. And talking cocktails, you're talking right up my alley.
Yeah, no kidding. Like I said, Liz is very good at making sure you get in shape. She's got a one-of-a-kind method that you know, pretty much let you be powerful and find your strength at any age. And that's actually the name of her book. She's also an author, which is great. And so now I've got to ask you, when is the cocktails book coming out?
That's a good idea, Rick. I had thought of that. That needs to be a book. But actually, we have it on our website.
Oh, you do?
I'll tell you that. Yeah, under our health tips at HilliardStudioMethod.com,
okay.
We have our cocktail guide.
I'm looking forward.
You are. And you know how I'm generally not punitive, but in this one instance, I will say there's a couple of no-nos. My daughter and I, who happens to be my business partner at Hilliard City Method, Clary, who is actually down at the beach right now and probably enjoying a cocktail, we have made a list. And our top of the no-no list is, and I know you're up there in Long Island and all that, is that Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Can you guess how many calories are in that?
I don't even care. I just know I don't remember much afterwards.
But you will. Well, you know, it's again, there's so many additives and things that go into that one. It's a good 750 calories of empty calories, I might mind you. And this can build up, you know, on a regular, say, 2,000 calorie a day diet. Remembering, though, of course, that I'm not really that concerned with diet with calories as much as the content of what you put in your body.
Right.
But you've got to pay attention to the fact that a lot of those empty sugary calories that go into these sugary alcoholic drinks pretty much is just like you might as well have a milkshake, right? So it's a lot of that. So on the top of that list is the Long Island iced tea. Again, you can see this list on our website, HilliardCityMethod.com, under our health tips. And then the really sugary drinks like pina coladas, again, rolling in around 700 calories.
Right.
White Russians. I think you probably know those Mai Tais, those kind of drinks. You can taste the sugar in them.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are real obvious, but they taste so good, Liz.
Very obvious. But guess what's not so obvious every time? I mean, think about, what is that? Think about a Cosmopolitan. That one actually rolls in. That's a Cosmopolitan, a delicious martini. Remember Sex and the City? That's all they ever drank?
Yep.
That rolls in at some high caloric sugary content, as does gin and vodka, whether it's a vodka tonic or a gin and tonic. Tonic water itself has a high amount of sugar.
Really?
So those kind of things, yes. And so you would think, oh, I can see this clear gin and tonic I'm drinking with a lime. This has got to be the smarter choice. I had to really wean myself off of that because I love a good gin and tonic. But I remember even trying the diet tonic, and that's not a good idea, again, because of the different chemicals and the things that can kind of make you puffy.
Right.
I mean, I think we've talked about this before. Diet drinks, they have found that people that consume diet drinks on a daily basis have a weight problem more than not. So those diet drinks are not necessarily so much better than the full sugar drink. So in the case of a gin and tonic or a vodka and tonic, you want to find a different way to drink that. So our number one choice is a vodka or a gin and soda, but then flavor it. You can do that without, you know, adding sugar to it. So we have you just have to come down south. That's the best thing to come to my house. I can picture delicious gin and tonic. And what I do is I squeeze so much lime into it, I meant to say gin and soda or a vodka and soda. Vodka
okay.
is really my choice. And squeeze whatever that fruit is. I really like lemon or lime, and both of them sometimes. And that is delicious. It's refreshing. My daughter Clary and I call it our palate cleanser, tongue in cheek, of course. That's good. And then, honestly, one of the best things you can put in your body, and people laugh out loud when I say this, they're like, you're kidding me, right? It's tequila. And
I love tequila.
Good.
I'm a tequila makes your clothes fly off. That's
Yes, it does. Well, but a good sipping tequila, and there's some really good top shelf tequilas or whatever tequila you like.
Have you ever tried Sammy Hagar's tequila?
I have not.
Very
good. Can I try it?
Really smooth. And I was very surprised when I tasted it. This was years ago when he first started producing it, because he's got a place down in Mexico. But it was such a smooth, it didn't taste like tequila. It just went down so smooth. It was wonderful.
And it's natural.
Yeah, I've been hooked ever since.
Natural, yes. Instead of taking a shot of tequila, I take it and I put it on a lot of ice, and I put a very good tequila in it, and I just get as much lime in there as I can. And it is a sipping drink for me in the summer, and I sip on it, and it's nice. I mean, you don't get If you drink that down, yes, you are going, that's when the clothes come off, right? But it's a delicious drink you just sort of sip on in the sun. And it is, again, not that high empty caloric drink. As long as you're just being careful with the amount of sugar you're adding to these alcohols, or thinking about this, the clearer the alcohol, the better, right?
Yep.
The more you go into the brown alcohols, like the bourbons and the whiskeys, a little bit more caloric intake, but also remembering the big fact about alcohol, period. All alcohol turns to sugar once it gets inside of your body. So you've got to recognize that.
Right.
I always like to say, at least my body recognizes that it's real. I mean, it's not a Twinkie, as we talked about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Slam Twinkies. It's something that comes, especially tequila, from our earth. So that's my take on tequila. I really like it, and I'm starting to like it more because I've always done the vodka drinks. But just if you can, whatever you're drinking, that clear liquid, then just stay away from the sugary additives to it.
What are your thoughts on say beers? Because you know a lot of people when it comes to the summertime, you know, sure, they'll break out the
nothing like a cold beer in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that 100%. I'm not a huge beer drinker. What I've found with beers, and I like the whole beers. I don't really go with the light beers. I think there are so many great breweries all over the United States that your local breweries are doing it really well, and they're using very good, you know, natural products. I would always go with a natural, good local brewery for a good beer. And then, you know, definitely pay attention to your intake. You can tell beer bloats you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I think as opposed to, and I love wines and all kinds of wines.
I know. I see it on your Facebook page. There's the three of you sitting there right now with your daughter and another friend with your...
That's our friend Lee Canelli. She's our director of training, and we're clicking a little glass of rosé.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is one of my favorite things. I mean, these like wine, champagne, a little light rosé, these are very low caloric drinks, by the way. I mean, you have a glass of champagne is about 80 calories. We have that specifically on our website. You probably are looking at it, and I'm not. But so we have a real love for champagne, sparkling rosé, you know, a lot of white wine in the summer. But I'm not red wine is always. I mean, honestly, the studies say that red wine, of course, is better for you, but it's a little heavy for some of us in the summer.
Right.
So, you know, explore into the rosés, a little champagne, and just in my rule of thumb when I'm drinking, especially in the hot sun, is if I'm going to have a glass of champagne or a rosé, the next glass that comes into my hand will be 8 ounces of water.
Really?
And that's going to fill me up. It's going to hydrate me because, remember, alcohol will dehydrate you. And between the sun and the alcohol, you're going to get dehydrated faster than you actually recognize sometimes. So if you just have a little cup of water or a drink of water in between your alcohol intake, you're going to find that you have a lot less of a headache. You get a whole lot less drunk, right? I think we all like to feel good and have
exactly.
that feeling that alcohol gives us, but you don't necessarily want to stumble down your steps.
No, you don't want to wait. You don't want to wake up the next day and there's a tiger in your bathroom or a chicken running around the house.
My God, that's a funny movie. That's one of the funniest things ever, is it not? Yeah, you don't want to wake up with a tiger or Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. Punching you in the face because you stole his tiger. That would be a bad thing.
That would be a bad thing. Correct. So yeah, the take on for Hilliard City Method with the summertime drinks and alcohol is what we just talked about, but also just enjoying it and not, you know, not saying, oh, I can't,
right.
But what can you do? You can go out and move your body. You know, if I know I'm going to go sit by the pool in the afternoon, I might go for a long brisk walk. I'm going to do something.
Right.
And I hope you're going to download our videos, but get outside if you're not.
Now let me ask you this, Liz. With people coming into the studio, do you find that you have to start scheduling classes? Maybe people want them earlier because they're going to be okay. You know what? I anticipate myself being out all day. You know, the kids are home or whatever, and so do you make accommodations and start earlier classes?
We certainly do. And our live studio in Charlotte, we start at 5:30 or 5:45, depending on the day. And we do find that our early morning classes, particularly in the summer, fill up. Think about this. Kids are out of school. Husbands maybe are at work. And if it's a woman, she can roll in and do her workout early. But here's the best part. If you're in New York or wherever you are, you can do your workout anytime you want to by going on our video streaming site and just downloading whatever workout you want. So we have the option for those of us in Charlotte, and the live studio experience is incredible, which I think I mentioned this last week. Starting September the 1st, everybody in the whole world can experience our live studio experience by streaming live out of the studio. So therefore, if you're in Japan and you want to do it at whatever time of day, and we've got live video coming out, and then you get the energy of that class. So we have so many options right now. We have over 600 minutes of video streaming available right now at Hilliard City of Method. So that's something you could do, you know, before you go and you go to your whatever you do during the day.
Yeah, and if you have a, you know, quick 30, 40, 50 minutes, you can squeeze it in before, you know, you're on duty with whatever you have to do for the summer. Maybe you're taking a day trip with the family. You know, you get it done quick in the morning, boom, and then you can enjoy the rest of your day. And you're probably going to enjoy the day a little better because your energy is going to be up.
That's true. Your energy is going to be up. Your body's going to feel better, and you're going to feel ready to, you know, enjoy and keep drinking your water, go out, do whatever you want to do, having fun, and enjoy your cocktails.
I love the fact that you find at the end of every sentence, enjoy your cocktails.
I didn't get to my age by sitting around drinking, you know, coffee and tea. I think studies are beginning to say, and they actually do say that women, particularly who have 1 to 2, and I know there's some differing opinions on the amount of alcohol a woman particularly should have, because we metabolize alcohol differently from men, have a better just outlook on life, period. Weight control, less visits to the psychotherapist. This is an interesting thing. They've actually been studies on women who drink and women who don't drink.
Really?
And again, I bet I've got somebody in your audience going, really? So she's telling me I need to go start drinking? Heavens no.
Yeah. Start drinking and you don't have to go see a psychotherapist.
that is correct, completely incorrect.
I know. I'm just messing around.
Yeah, no. Or maybe you say, hey, I need to go see a psychotherapist. I see some things wrong with me, but wouldn't have known it had you not.
Right, exactly. If Liz didn't point it out, well, thank you. Again, we've been talking to Liz Hilliard. She is the creator and owner of the Hilliard Studio Method. She's also an author. If you can go and buy the book, you can go and click on the website, HilliardStudioMethod.com. The book is called Be Powerful, Find Your Strength at Any Age. You can find that. Just pop it into Google. Pull it right up. Also, find her on Facebook on Liz Hilliard Be Powerful. It's on there as well. Liz, thank you so much for joining us once again this week.
Thank you, Red. You have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, and enjoy your cocktails this weekend.
You too. All right.
I will try. Well, thank you again, and we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's twomen2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Miles, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.